Joining us on the hotline, driver of the number 11 leaf filter Chevrolet for Colic Racing, it's Justin Haley. Justin, thanks for joining us. First, let's talk a little road course racing and find out, are you excited to get up to Mid-Ohio this weekend and get things rolling?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's always one of my favorites. So it's kind of where I grew up. I grew up in Indiana, so kind of home base for me.
That's that. We've heard a lot about that from drivers that from around Indiana that enjoyed coming over here. But, Justin, before we get into this past week at Watkins Glen and the upcoming race at Mid-Ohio, I want to ask you, you're a month removed from that big Daytona win that people are just still talking about and loving. And then 2 weeks since we lost Nick Harrison, your friend and crew chief. How has this last month been for you? Because that's an up and down roller coaster that not many people could handle.
Well, obviously it's been the highest and the lowest, but I'm very fortunate to have a good group of people around me, my girlfriend and my parents and my whole family in general, and then the race team is kind of like my second family. So they've all been there by my side through the highs and the lows, and they made it incredibly easier, although it has not been easy. It's been okay. So we're just digging through it, and we've had really fast Colic Racing Chevrolets the past 2 weeks. So that definitely helps when you have good runs and fast cars.
And speaking of Matt, Matt Colic, your team owner and actually your sponsor, as he owns Leaf Filter, He made it clear earlier this season that this team is trophy hunting. You guys want that win. You got one earlier in the season at Daytona. How big would this be for Matt, as he's from the Ohio area, born in Columbus, started his company up in Akron? This win at Mid-Ohio, what would that mean to this team?
It'd obviously be big. Mid-Ohio obviously gives us some extra motivation every week we go and want to win, but you know, Matt brings out a lot of people to this race, and Leaf Filter has a lot of people, and me and AJ, you know, we have Leaf Filter on our car, and we want to represent them. So going to Mid-Ohio this weekend, obviously, we got that incredible finish earlier this year at Daytona in the July race, where we finished 1-2-3, and that was really cool for Matt and everyone to get him a win on the biggest stage in motorsports. So to kind of go hometown trophy hunting now for him and you know, kind of myself, it obviously mean a lot. And obviously I want to get my first Xfinity win too. I've got a cup win and truck wins and everything else, but this is my rookie season in the Xfinity series. And I'm going to go out and get a win for myself too.
Now, talking about Matt, I've spoke with him a couple times around the track. He is incredibly passionate about everything he has done. What has your relationship been with Matt Colic?
He just kind of is like the dad that doesn't say much. He just shows up to the racetrack and really doesn't get up in our business. You know, obviously the racing and everything, it's a tough sport and there's a lot that goes into it. So he kind of steps back and kind of lets the race team do our own thing. But he's ultra supportive, and without him, we wouldn't be able to obviously race. So the confidence he brings to the racetrack every weekend and what he puts into the race team and how he's built it has been phenomenal. He's chosen Chris Rice, our team president, and my fill-in crew chief right now. He picked him, and obviously those two have done a great job building Colic Racing. So we're coming on strong. We got AJ Allmendinger with us this weekend, and obviously he's a talented road course racer, along with myself. So all things are looking pretty well for this weekend in Mid-Ohio.
And a lot of speed that your cars have shown, and especially last week. Unfortunately, late accidents. What happened there towards the end of the race at Watkins Glen?
You know, Watkins Glen is one of those tracks that has been notorious for crazy restarts, and that just is because turn one is a complete 90-degree right-handed corner on a downhill slope, really easy to get the car out of control. And we had restarted fifth with about 10 to go, and we had about a second, third-place car. Me and AJ were definitely going to race for the win if it came down to it. And just a car a few rows back behind me locked his brakes up and took out quite a few of us. So unfortunate circumstances for us and my Leaf Filter team. Obviously, we had a really fast car. We had an up-and-down day. Got a few bad sets of tires, which kind of put us back and things like that. So hopefully at Mid-Ohio this weekend, all the bad luck is shaken out, and we can go have some good luck and get us a win.
Now, Penske Racing crew chief Todd Gordon said earlier this week that any driver that runs well at Watkins Glen, if they've got the speed, they've got the car handling, and they can put themselves up front, typically run well at the other road courses. Do you feel that Watkins Glen will translate to Mid-Ohio and the technical style that you have to use there at that racetrack?
Well, obviously, Mid-Ohio, like you said, is so much more technical. Watkins Glen is kind of like the super speedway of road courses for us. You know, it's very car-dependent, and you know, driver does matter a little bit as well, but, well, I feel like Watkins Glen is an easy road course, so coming to Mid-Ohio this weekend, I think talent's going to rise a little bit more to the top, and that's going to help. So with my road course experience, I'm running the Trans Am race as well to get a little more time at Mid-Ohio this weekend, so going to be pulling double duty. Got Asia to lean on and everyone at College Racing to lean on as well. So I think going to Mid-Ohio this weekend and then Road America and the Roval with the Xfinity cars, it should be a good stretch for us here.
Do you enjoy August has been called basically the road course racing month for the Xfinity Series, as you mentioned, Watkins Glen, Mid-Ohio, and then Road America with Bristol thrown in there. So it's a lot of contact, a lot of beating and banging that we see at these road courses. Do you enjoy this month and this stretch?
I do. This has been a month that I've been looking forward to all year. It's just so awesome to, you know, you run ovals all year long, and then you get a chance to mix it up. Everyone loves coming and doing something different. So when you get to come and do road course racing, something that you always don't do, especially in the NASCAR world, it's just awesome. So I love this stretch. Like I said, I'm very confident at road courses. I've got a lot of experience at them. It's what I grew up doing. So to come and do this and be able to do these road course races with a fast team. College Racing has always had super fast road course racing cars, so that obviously helps as well.
It's got to be a big confidence booster going to places that you've been before, that you've had success before. Tell me some of the biggest challenges. We talked about technical aspects of this racetrack, but some of the key places that you really need to be good at Mid-Ohio.
Well, Mid-Ohio has an older surface. There's not too many forgiving curbs. Most of the curbs there are pretty aggressive. So I think a lot of them, I think pretty much the whole course is hard. I don't think there's really a corner on it that isn't just an easy corner. You know, turn one is an off camber long swooping corner. Then you go through turn two and three and then down the long back stretch. And then, I mean, it's just everything about it is hard. There's corners, you know, it's a flatter road course. There's not much banking. Watkins Glen has a lot of banking. So coming to a course like this that has an old surface, no banking, it's completely different than what we did last weekend. Watkins Glen, banking, new surface, lots of grip, high speeds. This place, you're really going to have to be technical. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm up for the challenge. As a race car driver, you always want a challenge. So coming to a track like this is obviously one of my favorites.
They always say before you go into Martinsville and Bristol, check your emotions at the door. Same thing with Mid-Ohio?
Yeah, completely.
So you're gonna get in there. There's going to be a lot of, we saw it last year, a lot of rough and tumble racing, guys getting moved out of the way. Right now you sit ninth in points, and you've completed all but four laps this season, 99.9% of the laps. And Tyler Reddick is the only one that's even close to you, and he's seven laps short of completing them all. What does that mean to a driver, and how key is that to get through the season and get all the laps in?
We're just killing them with consistency. We had a bad run at Daytona. It wasn't our fault. We got wrecked on pit road, and everyone knows in this sport, if you start Daytona bad, it is so incredibly hard to dig yourself out of that hole. We finished 17th due to contact. And that meant we were 17th in points, and we've just slowly been climbing our way back up and up. And it's so tough if you don't start the first three races off on a good note. So it's been a tough climb, and hopefully next year we can have a solid Daytona and be better in points. But we're just killing them with consistency. We're the only car this year to have all top 10s at mile and a half. We've just been killing it. I mean, the cars have had really good speed, but they've had really good reliability, and as a driver you can't ask anything more. So I'm super excited about that, and like I said, nothing, knock on wood, has fallen off my car, and we haven't had a part failure yet. So completing all the laps is definitely a good goal.
So when you guys get ready to head into this weekend, you did not run in this race last year. What do you have to do to prepare for a race that you haven't been in, at least with the team that you're in?
I mean, you just study film. I mean, that's about all you can do. I'm actually moments away from stepping into Chevrolet here. As soon as this is done, I'm going into Chevrolet. AJ's been on the simulator all morning, getting the road course at Mid-Ohio dialed in for me, and I'm going to go hop in and get some laps, turn some virtual laps, and try to get ready in that aspect, try to get all my visual markers and motion memorized. So that's about all you can do, really. It's no different than any other sport, except we can't really practice. I say it all the time. You can go out in the yard and throw a football all day and practice in that aspect, but you can't test a race car every day. So we got 2 55-minute sessions when we get there Friday, get her dialed in, and that's it.
So it's not a bad guy to have getting set things for you in place in AJ Allmendinger. Justin, before we wrap things up, I want to ask you, last week we saw the trucks for the sixth straight year at Eldora on the dirt. Would you enjoy seeing the Xfinity Series on a dirt track?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it would be different. I think it would be pretty sweet, but I know the truck race at Eldora was always mentally challenging for me. It was super hard to get those trucks under control, and I'm a dirt guy, so it really wasn't my favorites when I was running the trucks, but I think maybe an Xfinity car would do a little better on dirt than a truck, so maybe someday we'll get the opportunity to see.
Well, maybe that'll be something we'll be down the road. We do get the chance to see it, but we've got Mid-Ohio and some more road course racing coming up. Justin, good luck in the simulator. Get all ready to go, and we'll see you here this weekend at Mid-Ohio.
Awesome. Thank you.